holding Bashman Esrei. Last week we did the Baruch of Atah Kadosh. So, this week I'd like to focus on the other version of the third Baruch, which Mr. Ashkenaz, it is said by every Chazar HaSashatz, and Nusach Sfard, and our minig is to say it by Chazor HaSashatz of Musaf. Whenever there's a Musaf, we say the Davidar instead of Atah Kadosh. It's different from Hagim. But the bracha goes like this: the Davidar Nagid God Lecha, or Nagid Godlach, different neschoyes. From generation to generation, we shall relate your greatness. Ulenetzach nitzachim kedushascha nagdish. And for infinite eternities, we shall proclaim your holiness. V'shivchacha lekeinu mipinu lo yomosh liyaylam vod. Your praise, our God, shall not leave our mouth forever and ever. Ki keil melech godoy v'kodeshata. For you are God, the great and holy King. Baruch atu Hashem, hakeil hakodesh. Blessed are you, Hashem, the holy God. That is the simple understanding of this pasuk. And I believe that the reason why it is mentioned by Chazor HaSashatz and not by the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei is because by Chazor HaSashatz we just finished Kedusha. And we just mentioned the pasuk Gimlach Hashem Leolam Lekayach Tzion Ledoir Vedoir Halleluka. For generation to generation we'll praise you. So as a continuation we say Ledoir Vedoir Nagid Godlach. We just finished saying Ledoir Vedoir Halleluka, so we say Ledoir Vedoir Nagid Godlach. By the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei we're coming off of Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Esim. It doesn't flow into the Dovidah Nagid Gavlach. We say Atah Kodesh. The Oyev Yisrael in Parshas Bereshis. The Oyev Yisrael is the Abderov. In Parshas, I'm sorry, Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev. There's a Pasuk. The beginning of the parsha, where Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef to go seek out the peace of his brothers, to go see how his brothers are doing, which we know eventually led to the sale of Yosef to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef. Yisrael said to Yosef, Haloi achecha roim v'shchem. Behold, your brothers are pasturing in Shechem. L'chovash l'chacho aleim. Come, I will send you to them. Vayomer lehineini. Yosef said, here I am. There's a medrash on this pasuk. The medrash says, and the pasuk, behold, are your brothers not pasturing in Shechem? Says the medrash, hadohu da'omrinon, and this is why we say the doy v'doy nagid godloch, l'netach nitzachim kedushascha nagdish, shivchacha lekenu mipinu leyomash li'adam vod. That's the Medrash. Medrash says, because of this, we say, by Shmanesre, the David and Agid Godlach, and Netzach and Nesachim Gedishos Chan Agdish. Shivchach or the Kain of Epina, the Yom Shli Yenavot. So obviously, this is a Medrash Pliya. What does one thing have to do with the other? The Avtarov says that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga. The Gemara asks a contradiction. Yeshaya Novi says that a malach has six wings. Yechezkel Novi also saw the Merkava, and he says that angels have four wings. So the Gemara asks the contradiction, and the Gemara answers, Kam v'zman sh'beis ha-migdash kayim, Kam v'zman sh'ayim v'zman ha-migdash kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Malachim have six wings, and when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, the Malachim have four wings. Says the Avtarov. The Arizal, he brings the Arizal. Arizal says that the six wings of the Malachim correspond to the six words of Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusai Lo'olam Vod. It's a phrase we say by Kriya Shema, which means, blessed is the name of the glory of Hashem's kingdom forever. That's what Arizal says, that the six words of Baruch Hashem, Kvod Malchus, the Anavod, correspond to the six wings of the angels correspond to the six words of Baruch Hashem, Kvod Malchus, the Anavod. So asks the Avtarov, says the Avtarov that he asked his Rebbe, the Rebbe of the Melech of Lizhensk, which two words are missing now that the Beis HaMikdash is, which two wings are missing? The wings corresponding to which words are missing now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing? To which the Rebbe Melech responded that the words that are missing are Kvod Malchusai, the honor of Hashem's kingdom. That is what is lacking when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. The Kvod of Hashem's Malchus. And that's why we say Bashman Esrei of Musaf on Yontif, Gale Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. We ask Hashem to reveal Kvod Malchusai, that Hashem should reveal the Kvod Malchus upon us by rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Because as long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing, is destroyed, Kvod Malchusai is missing. Says the Avtarov, I disagree. That's what my Rebbe said. But I disagree. I believe that the words that are missing are lo'ilam void. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai lo'ilam void. I think that lo'ilam void is missing now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. And the Avtarov says that his proof is from the Gemara Bava Basra, the Ayin Hei Omid Beis. The Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, Osid Asidim Tzadikim Sheyomru Lefneim Kodesh. That when Mashiach comes, the angels are going to say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh to the Tzadikim. Not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem, they're going to say Kodesh, Kodesh to the Tzadikim. Ask the Gemara, well, if that's what they're going to say to the Tzadikim, then what are they going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh La'ilam Void. That's what they're going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh forever. So you see, says the Avtarov, that the words La'ilam Void belong to Lasid Lovay. They belong to the time of eternity, when Mashiach comes. That's when La'ilam Void will be. So I believe, therefore, that until we get to that time, La'ilam Void is missing. Says the Avtarov, now we understand the Medrash very well. This was the beginning of Golus. When Yaakov sent Yosef to go check up on his brothers, that was the beginning of Golus. That is when they sold their brother to Mitzrayim, and that evolved into Bnei Yisrael going into Mitzrayim. The word Vishchem says the Abtarov, is Rosh HaTevis, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, without the Yoylam Void. Haloyachecha Royim B'Shem. Behold, your brothers are pasturing B'Shem, they're meaning the Klal Yisrael is going into Golos. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, says the Medrash. Hadahu Domrin, and this is what we say, and it's a beautiful touch now. He says, L'doy v'doy, for all generations, Nagid Gavach, Rabbeinu Shloilam, we will always speak your greatness. However, L'Netzach Netzachim, there's going to come a time, in the time of Netzach Netzachim, when Mashiach comes, Kedushas Cha, the Kedusha that you get now from the Malachim, Nagidish, we're going to get it. Right, we're going to get that kedusha. The malachim are going to say kedusha to us. Kedushas cha, your kedusha you get now, nagdish. We're going to get that kedusha. Aye. So what's going to be the difference between us and you then? Nevertheless, but your praise is still going to be greater because la'ilam void, because you're going to have the la'ilam void. It's a new understanding of the words. So, just to reflect a little bit. Now, why is this all alluded to specifically here on this pasuk Haleyachecha Roim B'Shem? There's a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim where the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu called together his sons. Bikish Yaakov the Galus HaSaketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal when Mashiach is going to come. And it's Dalkim Emen HaShechina. The Shechina departed from him. Omar, so Yaakov Avinu said, Shemo Yesh Vizari Psul. Perhaps one of my children have a Psul, they have an invalidity for which the Shechina departed from me. So, his Yaakov's sons said, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Echad, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Kishem She'im B'Libcha Ela Echad, just like in your heart there's only one, Kach'im B'Libenu Ela Echad, just so also in our heart there's also only one. To which Yaakov Avinu responded, Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchus La'ilam Vod. So what transpired here? What was the dialogue? He's suspicious that maybe there's a psul, and they answer Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that wasn't even sufficient. They had to add Kishem She'im B'Libenu B'Libcha La'Echad Kachem B'Libenu Ela'Echad. Just like in your heart there's only one, so also in our heart there's only one. And what's the response? Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchus La'ilam Vod. We also know that throughout the year, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'ilam Vod, we say quietly. On Yom Kippur, we say it out loud. Why is that? There's a pasuk in Parshas Zos HaBrocha. Pasuk says, Vayihi Vishur and Melech, Rashi explains the pasuk. Vayihi b'Yishurin Melech, when is the Rabbeinu Shloim the Melech over Klal Yisrael? V'Yis'asev Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael comes together as one. When there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, then Vayihi b'Yishurin Melech. Then the Rabbeinu Shloim is our king. If there is no Achdus, then the Rabbeinu Shloim refuses to be considered our king. So I perhaps what transpired here was when Yaakov Avinu knew that there's only one reason why Mashiach won't come. And that is the same reason the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in the first place. For Sinas Chinam. If there is strife among us, if there is no Shalom, then Mashiach, that caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and that will withhold Mashiach from coming. So when he wanted to be Megala the Kate, when he wanted to be Megala when Mashiach was going to come, when he wanted to reveal when that would be, and the Shechina departed from him, Yaakov Avinu immediately was suspicious that perhaps there isn't Shalom among his sons. Shema Yesh Bezari Psul, has perhaps any of you found an invalidity in each other? Which as a result, there is no Shalom? Which as a result, caused the Shechina to depart? To which they responded, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No. Father, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shem Shem Belibcha Ela Echad. Just like in your heart you are one, Kach Ein Belibenu Ela Echad. So also, our hearts are one. We all believe firmly in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we consider ourselves one. To which Yaakov responded, if that's the case, then Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adi Adam Moed. If that's the case, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is indeed Melech over Klal Yisrael. Because Vayehi Bishuren Melech B'Sasev Rosh Hashanah. And that is when you can say the whole Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adi Adam Moed. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai is the Olam Vod. There's Kvod Malchusai and there's the Olam Vod. Unfortunately, all year round, we find ourselves, as long as we're in Golus, there is Machlekes among us. So we can't really say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai in the word out loud. Because the Malchus is not Bishleimus. On Yom Kippur, where every Erev Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael makes sure to be mefais each other. We appease each other, and there's unity among us. On Yom Kippur, we can afford to say it out loud, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adi Adam Vod.
Could it be that he wasn't Mathurian?
Maybe that's one of the reasons to... So it's specifically here in this pasuk, where this is where Klal Yisrael went into Golus. And the reason why Klal Yisrael ended up going into Golus was because there were brothers that were willing to sell their brother. It all became because of Machlokes. We went into Golus the first time because of Machlokes. Because there was strife among brothers. And this is where Yaakov alluded to that the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adi Adam Voed is already lacking. Halayachecha Roim B'Shechem. There's no Li Olam Voed. The last Baruch of Shemen Esrei is the Baruch of Shalom. Sim Shalom. And the last word before the bracha, Bishleimecha means in your peace. The word Bishleimecha is Rosh Hatevis, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Adi Adam Vod. Because if we want Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Adi Adam Vod, there's got to be Bishleimecha. It has to be with the Rebbeinu Shalom's peace. Zavortan once said regarding this machlokes between the Rebbe Meilech and the Yom Teruv. So what indeed is this machlokes? Why the Rebbe Meilech held it was Kvod Malchusa that was missing, that was lacking. And the Yom Teruv held that Lo Ilam Void is what was lacking. Trying to recall exactly what the message was, but it was somewhere along these lines. Lo'ilam Void represents the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Lo'ilam Void means for eternity. It represents the emphasis that we need to have on being mechanech our children so that they should be Yirei Hashem, so that they should be God-fearing Jews. And the way that comes about is showing our children an enthusiasm about the Yiddishkeit, instilling within our children a love for Yiddishkeit. If our observance of Torah and mitzvahs is observed in a manner that is it's begrudging, we feel that we need to do it. You know, the famous Rav Moshe said that the reason why, even though there were Yidden that came here before the Holocaust, and they would mamash sacrifice their parnosas for Shabbos, and they would lose their jobs every Friday when they would leave for Shabbos, and nevertheless their children went off the darach. Their children didn't remain loyal to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he said the reason is because that sacrifice came with a krechts. They used to, they would say, "Oh, it's a shreitz is on a yid. It's so difficult to be a Jew." So that's all the children saw, was that it's difficult to be a Jew. And if it's difficult to be a Jew, why keep it up? So if we want there to be lo ilam void, if we want there to be a continuity, if we want our children and our descendants to continue in the Yiddish Derech, we have to see to it that there's a geschmack, that there's an enthusiasm, that there's an excitement about Yiddishkeit. It's not something that we have to do and we're trying to get over it with it as fast as we can. That's what the Yo'ilam Void represents. Kvod Malchusa, on the other hand, is the Kvod Malchusa means the Kavod of Hashem's Malchus. There's a word that I've mentioned a few times. Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, is accepting upon ourselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Immediately after, in the Torah HaKadosh, immediately after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, comes to be Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem your God. But we insert Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus the Yom Tov. Why do we do that? There's a Tosfos
Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos asks,
the Gemara says that by Kabbalah Zatoyah, Hashem lifted the mountain over our heads, and he said to us, if you accept the Torah, it's fine. If not, I'm going to drop it on you. So Tosfos asks, why did Hashem have to force them? They said Nasa Venishma. They were more than willing to accept. They said it was such an expression of love. Nasa Venishma. So the Svarim HaKadoshim answer is that Nasa Venishma was said with such love, such passion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that it's impossible for love to remain intact all the time. Love is an emotion that comes and goes. So if their entire Kabbalah Satoira is all based on love, so what happens when that love isn't there? What happens when they don't feel the love? What happens when they don't feel the connection? So the Rebbe Shalom said, that Nasa Nishma is gevaldik, but it's not enough. You have no choice in the matter. I want you to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. You need to accept upon yourself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Meaning, even when you feel that the kingdom of heaven is a yoke, you have to accept it. Even when you don't feel like it, you don't feel connected. You don't feel the love. It's not voluntary. It's obligatory. And that's why there needs to be yira along with ahava. Ahava is not sufficient. One has to have fear, not just love. So when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad every day, which is our acceptance of the kingdom of heaven, don't say V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Don't immediately say you shall love Hashem your God. That would indicate that your whole Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is out of love. No. Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusoy Lo'ilam Void. I am a subject of Hashem's kingdom. And I'm obligated as a subject to observe the rules of the kingdom. Once you have that, then you can love Hashem too. But the first there needs to be acceptance of the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. That's Kivoid Malchusoy. So it happens to be that Kvoid Malchus and the Yoyd Avoid are almost opposites. Kvoid Malchus Yira is the covenant of Hashem's Malchus. It's Malchus, which I'm a subject of the kingdom, I must obey. And the Yoyd Avoid, the continuity of Yiddishkeit, is based on a love and an enthusiasm and excitement that I want to give over to my children. So, the Ibn Maylach held that what is lacking now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing is Yira. Yira is lacking. There might be Ahava. There are people that feel the love, and yet all we hear about nowadays is love and love and love, and all it's all about we love the Rebbeinu Shloim, and God loves us, and we love Him, and Baruch Hashem, you know, it talks to people. Yira? You can't even find Yira if you look for it. Who has Yira these days? It's discontinued. Yira Shemayim, what? Yeah. So the Rebbe says, what's missing now, what's lacking, is Kvoid Malchusa. But the Abtur Rav held no. The Abtur Rav held that what is lacking is the Yod Avod. What's lacking is the heart. The enthusiasm. People are just doing things by habit. We're doing things by rote. We don't put our heart into things. And when the heart is not there, then the Yod Avod is missing. I was thinking that
Pesach night. We celebrate our going out of Mitzrayim, going out of the Malchus of Paroi, and we go into under Hashem's Malchus. And that's what we call freedom. We call freedom, going into Hashem, becoming Hashem's Avodim. The Pesach says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim. Hashem said, they are my avodim, because I had to come out of Mitzrayim. So we're going from one type of avdus to another. Nevertheless, the avdus that we're celebrating avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we call freedom. The Rasha can't fathom. He cannot understand why this is a reason for celebration. The Rasha wants prikas oil. He wants to take off the yoke of heaven. Why do you call that freedom? Why are you celebrating Kvod Malchusai? If you tell me that you're excited and you're enthusiastic about it and you want to celebrate the Li'oy Lamvoed, You want to celebrate you're enthusiastic about something and therefore it's going to be something that's going to be eternal for all generations. Okay, Givaldik. But you're celebrating the being Avdei Hashem. Why is that a celebration? Why are you celebrating the Kvod Malchus? So the Rosh says, Mo'avoid Azayis Lachem. The word Lachem is Rosh Hatevis, Kvod Malchus Eliyolam. Kvod Malchus Eliyolam. Why are you celebrating Kvod Malchus Eliyolam? Lachem v'loy loy. Loy is Rosh Hatevis Eliyolam void. Why are you celebrating the Kvod Malchus Eliyolam and not the loy, and not the Eliyolam void? To which we respond to the Rosh. Because of this, meaning because of accepting Hashem's Malchus, that's why Hashem took us out. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rebbeinu Shleidim, and what zchus are you taking them out? Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem answered, because we are going to become His Avad. That's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Leave Eloi Loi, not because of the Adam, but because of Kvod Malchusai. And Ilu Hayasham, had you been there and not willing to accept the Adam Void, because the whole Geula was based on accepting Hashem's Malchus. So perhaps for the same reason, all year round, when unfortunately, we're not feeling that oil malchus shemayim. We can't say the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus of the Yad Avod out loud. On Yom Kippur, which is the day of Malchus, and all Yisrael screams Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus of the Yad Avod. That is the day that we can actually say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus of the Yad Avod. It's a day that we're actually celebrating Hashem's Malchus. Shalom Yizayche. To be mekabel upon ourselves the oil malchus shemayim, and we should have the yira, we should have the ahava that it should be la olam void. It should be, there should be a continuity of klal yisrael and avodas Hashem until the time that the malachim will have all their six wings again. Mevias mevinim beis hamikdash, mevias mashiach zedkenu b'mehirah b'yameinu.